previously on Heroes.
You have to tell me where Mr. Canfield went.
He's not a killer.
I'm not gonna send anybody to level 5 who doesn't belong there.
You want me to kill your partner?
Do it, and I will let you go.
I won't be a monster!
What's going on?
Claire lied. There was no cheerleading retreat. She's obviously gone after one of them.
Who is he?
His name's Eric Doyle. It's okay, I know him. I'll go get Claire.
This must be my future.
The future has changed.
Her name's Daphne. We gotta find her. Are you okay?
Your brother tried to kill me. Took Siler's ability, and now he's suffering the consequences. We're in a lot of trouble, Nathan.
How do you feel about recruiting?
Recruiting for what?
An organization for a new world order.
Your father was disappointed that you weren't born with a genetic code.
You did experiments on me and God knows who else.
I know a scientist. If anybody can help you, he can.
Can he be trusted?
Suresh? Yeah, he's harmless.
You would actually inject yourself with that?
You're a monster.
I wish you hadn't said that.
Hello, Angela. You can see the future. I can't have that.
The team is coming together nicely. We're building an army just like you. Whatever you say goes, Mr. Petrelli.
Chapter 6, Dying of the Light.
In every journey, the traveler must ask, was the right path taken? Many roads are long and winding, filled with those who have lost their way. Some forge their own course, guided by faith, seeking not a location, but a kindred soul. Others step together, finding safety in the arms of another. A few remove themselves from the trail to avoid the path of temptation. But those who watch the track too closely fail to see where it led them. And they're often all too surprised by their destination.
Hero and O, Daphne and Nox at the Angry Skunk Bar.
Kill the other one.
Kill Ando?
Yeah, he has no powers. What good is he to us? You kill him, you are a badass.
That's good. He'll never do it.
Hiro.
Hiro freezes time, then transports himself to a Japanese novelty store. He picks up a fake samurai sword with a spring-loaded collapsible blade. From a plastic box, he also picks out 2 packets of fake blood before teleporting himself. 2 hours earlier, in the bar...
Hello, Milos.
The teleporting hero appears in front of Ando and says, in a few hours, I'm going to fake stab you. Pretend you're dead. It will make sense, trust me. Before Ando can respond, and anyone noticing him, Hero teleports away. Hero returns to the bar in the present.
I'm sorry, my friend. I must make sacrifices to save the world.
He holds up the sword and drives it at Ando.
Hero.
Ando falls to the floor with blood soaking into his shirt.
Okay. You're in. You handle the rest. I'm taking Adam Monroe to see the boss.
Nox walks out.
Oh my God! You actually killed him.
That guy told me to. Badass!
That was to prove you wouldn't. You're supposed to be a good guy.
Now I'm a villain, like you.
Me? I'm not a killer.
No, but you're a thief.
But I just do it for money. It's not like anybody gets hurt.
Well, I want my payday too. Ando was useless to me. He had no powers. Now take me to your boss.
I'm not taking you anywhere. You get an assignment like everyone else. Here. You're going to Africa. He's a precog.
A what?
He can see the future. Whatever he paints comes true.
Like a Mr. Isak.
Whatever. My boss can't have someone like that out there. Bring him to this address. Alive. Just so you know. It's not easy catching a precog.
Why is that?
They see you coming.
Daphne handed Hero a photo of the guide before speeding off. Hero pumps his fist and exclaims, yes, before tapping Ando with his foot.
Daddy, can I
go? Ando says, I thought she'd never leave.
Now you know how it feels like to be killed by your best friend.
Good. So we're even. That was amazing how you did that.
Superheroes need to know these things.
Now, how are we supposed to catch this precog?
Are you kidding? I'm Hiro Nakamura. I can teleport and freeze time. He's no match for me. Come on.
Fine, but I'm changing my clothes first.
Hiro puts his hand on Ando's back and teleports them away. At the Bennett house...
Hi! Where are you going? Meredith went after this creep and it's my fault. Mom, have you looked at his file? He's psycho. She's in danger.
Okay, I get it. You want to fight bad guys, save the world, be a hero. I don't need special abilities like your mother, your other mother. Do you understand that?
Thank you. I really have to go.
I'm ready.
Sandra picks up a bag.
Your father always said, one of us, one of them. I'm the one of us.
Sandra heads out first, followed by Claire. Eric Doyle, Doyle's Marionette Theater.
Meredith Gordon.
As God is my witness, I'm going to make you love me again.
It's like I told you all night long, Eric. I never loved you. You disgust me.
You know, even when they stuck me on level 5, I knew someday we'd be together again. I'd like a destination wedding. Like Fiji.
Let me go, or I'll kill you.
You know how this works, Meredith. You can't make a move unless I make you move. So I don't take orders from you.
Using his power, he forces her to pick up a wine glass, then smash it on the table. As he lifts his hand, she's compelled to do the same, bringing the jagged remains of the glass towards her throat.
Stop it, Eric. Eric, please. Please.
You will love me, Meredith. I promise you that.
The glass starts to cut into her flesh, but Eric then removes his hand, excusing Meredith from further harm. Pinehurst Company, Fort Lee, NJ. Adam to Knox.
You've heard of me, right? Adam Monroe? I'm guessing you have some sort of special ability. What is it?
I get stronger for the people's fear.
Ah, I'm not afraid.
Knox throws him.
Seriously, you're wasting your time.
Knox nods towards Mr. Petrelli's bed. Adam slowly gets to his feet and stares at him in disbelief.
Arthur? I heard you were dead.
Adam's vision fades in and out.
No! No!
Adam tries to leave, but Knox pushes him back.
Please, let me go.
Just get in now.
Let me go. Arthur, no, please. I could be of use to you. No! No!
Knox forces Adam's hand into Arthur's, and the life seems to be sucked out of him. Within seconds, he's an old man. Then his skin rots, and his entire body turns to ash. Invigorated, Arthur sits up and pulls the breathing tube out of his neck, the wound healing almost instantaneously.
Feels good to breathe again.
Heroes, created by Tim Kring. Daphne's at JFK Airport, looking at Matt's file.
Passengers, please
She opens another file which contains a photo of Hero. She's about to throw the documents away when Lindemann appears behind her.
That would be a mistake, my dear. Are we not paying you enough money?
No, it's not that. Hero Nakamura was a good guy, but we've turned him into a murderer. I mean, way over my head.
Daphne,
here.
Daphne, you and I have discussed this before.
I can't do this anymore.
Oh, dear. Well, that's a shame. You've done so much for us. We've done so much for you. So much that we couldn't do for you anymore if you were to leave. Let's keep this little lapse of judgment to ourselves, shall we? Look, there's your next assignment.
Matt appears at the top of an escalator, carrying the tortoise in a cage. Daphne looks round, but Lindemann has vanished. She fails to see Maury Parkman standing nearby.
Okay, Turtle, you got me home, so now we just need to find Daphne, save her life, get her to fall in love with me. So you just give me a sign. Maybe we can talk to a turtle.
He sees Daphne.
High five, Turtle.
Daphne?
How do you know who I am?
It's actually kind of complicated. Lucky guess.
Can we get somewhere and talk?
Yeah.
Nathan goes to see Mohinder.
Mohinder, can we come in? I'm relieved to see you're okay, Nikki, but really, you should have called. I'm in the middle of some sensitive trials here. She's not Nikki.
We're sorry to interrupt you, Dr. Suresh, but we need your help. I'm Tracy. Nikki was my sister.
You're telling me you're not Nikki?
No.
Tracy has an ability, too. That's why we're here.
A doctor did it. Zimmerman? He altered our genes somehow.
Tracy demonstrates her freezing ability on a piece of laboratory equipment. Mohinder looks on entranced.
A doctor did this to you? How?
I don't know. I was just a baby.
This is exactly what I've been researching. How to give people abilities.
I was told the same thing was done to me. You're saying that it is possible.
I know it is. Tell me, have you had any side effects?
She didn't even know about it until 4 days ago.
Let me guess. It first happened when you're in a state of heightened agitation. You were frightened, angry. It came over you like a wave you couldn't control.
Yes. Can you remove it?
I have a feeling we can be of great assistance to each other.
A business card for Pinehurst.
These people know things.
Pinehurst.
They know how you struggled as a cop in LA to protect and serve, but that wasn't enough for you, was it?
No. No, it wasn't.
They know how you've been waiting your whole life just to be somebody.
It sounds to me like you're not buying your own pitch.
No, I am. I just got a lot of appointments today. So, are you in or out?
So this isn't about us?
Us?
Yeah.
No, sorry. Who told you my name?
No one. I had this dream about the future, but it wasn't a dream, it was real. And you and I were, we were married. And I know about your speed ability, and we have this beautiful baby girl and this pet turtle, and we were so, so happy. We're soulmates. I came here looking for you, and what did I find? You're waiting for me. I mean, that's gotta mean something, right?
This is getting kind of stalky. So, I gotta go.
No, wait a second.
Look, the dress is on the card if you're interested.
We named our baby Daniela. After your grandmother.
How did you know
that? Because I'm telling you the truth.
Look, I have a bunch of stuff to do today, but Can you wait here?
Here?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Okay.
Daphne whizzes off. Matt looks down at the tortoise.
Huh?
This is going to work. And you're sure there's no side effects?
It's just a marker. Tags any unusual DNA. You won't feel a thing, but it'll make my job much easier. You know, I always thought my ability was a gift from God. But after what my mother told me, I need to know the truth.
I understand. I once put all my faith in my father's research. Followed it blindly. I never got anywhere until I thought for myself.
Let's do it.
Inside you both is the solution to many problems. With it, you can help everyone.
Something's wrong.
What's happening to her?
She'll be all right.
The room!
Tracy collapses, falling heavily. Nathan, too, is feeling the effects of the injection.
What have you done, Lois?
Nathan stumbles into the next room, where he sees the cocooned figures pinned to the ceiling before passing out. Silas standing in his cell, when suddenly Daphne speeds in.
Who are you? What are you doing?
My job. I'm springing you out. You're Silas, right? You have places to be. The guards are here in a few seconds. Let's get going.
No.
No?
Who do you work for?
Someone who wants to work with you.
Why?
Because you're a killer? For some reason you're important to him? I don't ask questions like that. Now come on.
I'm not a killer anymore. And you're not going anywhere.
Look, I'm on your side! Can't you see they're trying to change you in here? Make you into something that you're not?
You don't know anything about me!
But the man I work for does! He likes you the way you are.
She leaves a card in his hand and speeds into Flint's cell.
So you know where to find us. We're going.
It's about time.
Sila heads into Peter's cell and pulls the tube out of his nose.
Peter. Peter, you need to come with me. Peter. Where am I? What are you doing? I need your help.
Get away from me!
No! I'm not gonna hurt you.
You already did. You gave me this hunger, made me a monster. Now I can't control it, I'm just like you.
I don't wanna be that anymore. I'm trying to be different. I think I can control it, and if I can, then so can you.
When I saw you in the future, you changed. You found a way to suppress it. How?
But just knowing that I figure it out, just believing it's a possibility gives me hope.
I want hope. I want it gone.
This is not about you and me. I woke you because your mother's in trouble. Our mother.
Hiro and Ando appear somewhere in Africa.
This is where he lives?
According to the map.
Are? They see the painting on the rock of Matt holding Daphne.
Why does he look familiar?
They all look the same to me.
That's racist. What are you waiting for?
I'm tired of this. All we wanted was to get your father's formula back. Now we're kidnapping an innocent man?
It's not kidnapping. We're just borrowing him. Until we get in with the villains. Then we bring him back. Now come on, this precog sees the future, so we must be careful. I'll go inside, you go around the back.
Ando nods.
Hello? Mr. African Isaac?
Hiro steps through the guide shelter. On the wall, he sees the painting of Costa Verde being blown up. He says, that's odd, when he spots a fresh one of him being hit on the head with a spade. He turns round, and the guide smacks him on the head with a spade. outside Doyle's theater.
She said she knew him. Maybe we just ought to give her a little more time.
She's still not answering your phone. She's in trouble.
Oh, my God, Claire, where'd you get that thing?
Dad's closet. Stay here. I'm going in.
Claire, we should call your father.
No, I don't want him here.
Claire, wait.
Claire has a stun gun.
Claire, if we're going in there, we need a plan.
Inside the theater, Eric's dancing on the stage with Meredith.
I've always had two left feet. But you are always graceful and light as a feather.
He anxiously looks towards the door.
Did you tell anyone you were here?
No.
He squeezes his fingers together, making her shut her mouth. Sandra's startled by a robotic parrot.
What do you want?
Hi. Hi, I was wondering if I could book a birthday party for my son, Lyle. He's 6 and he just loves puppets.
Yeah, I don't do parties anymore.
Well, I would be willing to pay cash up front.
She counts out some money.
Okay. Fill this out, bring it back.
Well, I'll just fill it out here, if you don't mind. I think I have a pen.
Fine.
On second thought, I will just take this little form and fill it out at home.
She goes to leave, but he stops her in her tracks with his power. He turns her around and steps towards her.
Who are you?
Claire sneaks in through a back door, grimacing when she knocks something over. She discovers Meredith stuck to the spot.
Meredith, come on. Come on, we gotta get out of here.
Meredith tries to gesture with her eyes.
Let them go. I said let them go.
No.
Eric uses his power to force Claire to aim her gun away.
Those things have just one shot, right?
He mimes pulling a trigger, and Claire shoots into a puppet. He opens his fist, and Claire drops the gun.
That's much better.
Hiro!
Ando says, Hiro, what happened? Hiro comes to, clutching his head. He points to the picture and says, that, my nemesis was right. Catching this future painter is very difficult.
Why don't you time travel to 1 minute before he hits you, hide behind the rock outside, then grab him?
I can't. I swore to never go back in time again.
You went back to fake stab me. It's just 1 minute. What could it hurt?
Okay, just 1 minute. Couldn't hurt.
He time travels back to 1 minute before he got hit and hides behind a rock. He sees himself, then a new painting of someone sneaking up behind him, holding a shovel. Oh no, he says, just before he's hit again. The guide knocks out time-travelling Hiro, then steps into the hut and bashes the original Hiro. Daphne looks at Matt from a distance, then speeds to Mohinder's.
Dr. Suresh?
Maybe. Who are you?
She speeds past him.
How did you just...
You know exactly how I just did that. You know a lot about people like me. That's why they sent me to you.
And what did they want with me?
Access to your research. Your database, contacts.
Why on earth would I give them that?
It's not part of my job description. All I know is that they've already figured out how to do the thing that you're trying to do. To give people abilities. They need your help, you need theirs.
Help to do what?
Save the world. Look, if you have questions, you can ask them. I'm just the messenger. What was that?
She finds Tracy and Nathan.
Help us.
She looks up to see the cocooned bodies pressed against the ceiling.
Great. They're just as bad as the rest of them.
He goes to grab her, but she's out of the door like a flash. He looks down to see she's placed a Pinehurst business card in his hand. Hero comes to for the second time outside the guide's hut. He heads towards Ando and his past self, who are engaged in their earlier conversation. Then past Hero vanishes and present Hero waves and says,
I'm done.
Hero, didn't you just...
Never mind. Time travel won't work.
Seriously?
Seriously.
This guy knows your every move.
We need to do what he doesn't expect. Let's try the old-fashioned way. Hide, and wait for him to come back.
Eric places a revolver down in front of the three women.
It's showtime, ladies. The gun has just one bullet.
What is it you want, you sick?
What I want, Barbie, is not to be interrupted. But since you're so eager, why don't you spin the gun?
He uses his powers to make Claire spin the gun.
All right. Time to choose.
The handle's pointing at Claire.
Who are you gonna shoot?
No, I can't.
You're not scared, are you? I mean, because you're the hero with the big old gun.
Stop it. Leave her alone.
What are you, her mother? Oh, this is too good. You are her mother? Oh. So what does that make you, Meredith? I mean, because, you know, you're too old to be her daughter, too. So let's see. Sexy, free spirit. Oh, you're the fun aunt, right? The one that Barbie really looks up to.
Go to hell!
So, what's it gonna be, huh? PTA mom who tucks you in every night? Or cool aunt with flame-throwing action? I mean, come on, there's only a 1 in 6 chance that it'll even go off.
Please. Don't make me do this.
Fine. I'll choose for you.
He gestures his hand and she mimics his actions, shifting her aim between her two mothers.
Stop it! Stop!
Eric, I promise you, I will love you forever and ever.
I don't believe you. Pull the trigger.
No!
If you don't do it, I will.
He makes Claire pull the trigger. The guns return to the table.
Okay, Mom. Your turn to spin.
Listen to me. Leave them alone.
He clamps closed Claire's mouth and makes Sandra spin the revolver. The barrel points at Claire.
Oh, you gotta love the irony. I mean, it's like a Greek tragedy or something, right? Okay, Mom. Do it.
I won't.
Yes, you will. Okay, look, these could be your final words, Barbie, so make them count.
He lets her speak.
Mom. Mom, it's okay. It's me. You can't fight him. Do what you have to do. Pull the trigger.
Okay.
Okay. She shoots Claire, who falls backwards over the chair. Eric looks down at Claire's body.
That was fun, huh?
Oh! Claire's revived and knocks Eric out.
Show's over.
At Angela's bedside.
I found her like this. She's in some kind of a coma.
Sila touches her hand.
You're worried. You actually care about her.
She's my mother too, Peter. She's the only person who ever accepted me for what I am. I should have protected her. You've got to look inside of her head. You've got to find out what's wrong.
Peter stares at her intensely and reads her mind. Suddenly, he staggers back.
What was it? What did you see?
Peter picks up a medical chart and starts to draw.
Just this.
He's drawn a double helix.
I've seen this before. So have I.
It's on the Pinehurst business card. At the theatre, Mr. Bennett injects Eric.
And ought to keep him down for a little while.
It's a good thing you called me.
Claire, you were amazing.
No, it wasn't. I got us caught.
No, you saved us. You may have got your genes from me, but you got your heart from your mom.
You did this, Claire? That's very impressive, sweetheart. Claire!
I'll talk to her.
She just has a wrong idea about me in her head.
She's a young woman now, Noah. She just wants to be on her own. She doesn't need you or me to protect her.
Oh, maybe not, but there are a lot more people like Eric Doyle out there. I could use some help.
What, from Claire?
No. From you.
Sila to Peter.
Peter, don't. You're in no condition to go to Pinehurst.
They spread abilities, causing pain to the world. They did this to her.
I want revenge for what they did to Mom.
Stop calling her that! You are not my family.
What you took from me, my ability, I've lived with it. The need for power will consume you. It will control you.
Get out of my way.
No! I'm your brother. You gotta listen to me, Peter. You need help.
I don't need anything from you!
Peter grabs Sila and flies him down the corridor into a grilled window.
I'm not gonna let you leave, Peter. I've been down that path. It's too dangerous.
Peter shoots Sila with lightning from his hand, then punches him in the face.
You're too weak to stop me.
I know what it feels like now. All this power.
He hits him repeatedly.
I'm the most special.
Later, he's returned Sila to his cell and slips the tube into his nose. He leaves, with the door closing behind him. Tracy's strapped to a table.
I know what you're thinking. You didn't mean for any of this to happen. You try to fix it, but everything you do just makes it worse.
It all got out of control.
But that girl that was here gave you a way out. Some answers.
This was all so unnecessary. Maya was right. I am a monster.
Maybe we all are. I understand.
She offers him her hand, and he takes it. He smiles, but then she starts to freeze him. He pulls back and collapses in agony. She freezes the braces that are restraining her arms. and breaks them easily, then releases her other restraints.
Megan, are you okay?
Nathan pulls them down just in time to avoid a table flying towards them.
We're not finished here.
Matt's still at the airport, talking to the tortoise.
What, you're not hungry?
Suddenly, Daphne appears.
You came back?
Yeah. I'm supposed to recruit you to Pinehurst, but you wouldn't fit in.
Oh.
It's not you. It is you, but it's these people and the things that they do. They're not good people. And you seem like a really sweet guy, so...
Great. Okay, well, that's... that's great. I mean, that means that, you and
that I... That means that you need to stay away from them.
Actually, you have to stay away from them, too. In the future, Pinehurst is gonna get you killed. That's why I wanted to find you, to save you. To keep that from happening.
You read minds, not the future.
I know, but I met a guy in Africa, and everything that he paints...
comes true.
Yes, so you've gotta stay with me.
You don't get it. I have to go back. I don't have a choice.
But you don't trust these people.
If you can read my thoughts, then you know that I don't know if I can trust you either.
Forget your thoughts. What is your heart telling you to do?
Same as it always does. Keep moving too fast to get caught.
What do they have over you? I can protect you.
No. You can't. Bye, Parkman.
She zips off, leaving him shaking his head. Night has fallen, and Hero and Ando are watching the guide's hut.
Oh, what's that?
There.
He's at home. We'll sneak up.
So, the old-fashioned way is not so bad after all.
They run to the entrance of the hut, and Hiro says...
You go first.
No way. I don't want to get hit with a... Hiro, look.
Excellent.
Hiro picks up a spade. They creep in, and Hiro raises the spade as they sneak up behind the guide.
Congratulations. You're relying too much on your powers. You forgot how to use your head. But when you started to think, that's when you found me.
This was a test?
Yes. And now you are ready. These are the villains you seek. You can take me to them, or you can follow your own path.
Hiro, the logo.
It's the same Helix logo as featured on the business card.
What does it mean?
There's a painting of two men embracing. Peter teleports to Pinehurst, past a large statue of their logo. He turns invisible and heads inside. Arthur's sipping a drink when Knox, Flint, Daphne, and Maury enter his office.
Mr. Petrelli?
I know. The bad guys are here. That's what they call you, isn't it? Criminals. Villains.
Peter enters.
It's okay. He's my son.
Dad?
Peter.
How is this possible? You're dead.
It's a long story.
So you're behind all this? You hurt Mom?
Like I say, we need to talk. come give your father a hug. It's all right, Peter. It's all right.
Arthur embraces his son.
I'm sorry it had to come to this.
The others look on in horror as Peter screams in agony and falls. He raises his hand and tries to access his father's power.
You don't have your powers anymore, Peter. Because I have them now.
To be continued.